And we just want to review our breaking news of just several minutes ago. Just in, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who turns 82 in July, announced again just minutes ago that he will be retiring in July after a three-decade career on the bench. This was, Jeremy, the last day of the Supreme Court session for this year and, as it turns out, the last day of Justice Kennedy's career.
And Justice Kennedy, of course, the crucial swing vote on the court. In so many cases, he was the one who wrote the opinion legalizing same-sex marriage across this country. He has sided with the conservatives in some cases. He's sided with the liberals in some cases. But in this case, President Trump will have the ability to nominate his replacement. Of course, he's only got a 51-seat majority in the U.S. Senate right now, so we'll see what kind of person he nominates. But he's already saying, Robin, that he is going to pick from his list that he's already released of about 25 people.
And some people have already been saying on this news, well, perhaps another candidate could be Alan Dershowitz, a professor who joins us now. First of all, your response, your thoughts on this announced retirement. It's not been unexpected, but it didn't happen earlier in the day, so people thought it wasn't going to, and then it did.
Well, I wasn't surprised. Justice Kennedy said last year that he was thinking about doing this. He's become so important that many people thought maybe he'd want to stay another couple of terms and be that swing vote that he has been. What I think the great concern is now is the politicization of the court. If we eliminate the swing vote, a justice who was unpredictable, and put a very, very reliable conservative on the court, I think that may lead to the resignation of Justice Ginsburg. She may say to herself, look, what's the use of staying on and being a perennial dissenter? Let me leave my life with my family.
And she is 83.
Yeah, this may turn the court very much to the right for a long period of time, and the president's going to look for a young person. And people forget Gorsuch was way, way, way to the right of Justice Scalia. That was not a one-for-one change. Scalia was very liberal on First Amendment issues. He might have come out differently on some of these cases. He was very liberal on criminal justice issues, Fourth Amendment issues. Gorsuch is down the line, right wing, on these very same issues. So we switched from a somewhat unpredictable, ideological conservative to a kind of more a predictable conservative down the line.
Professor Dershowitz, we just got about a minute left here, but you've had the president's ear in recent days. Who would you tell him to nominate right now?
Well, you know, if he could nominate somebody who was really a serious scholar, academic, somebody who was unpredictable, somebody in the spirit of Justice Frankfurter many years ago, somebody who was beyond a doubt the most qualified person, that would, I think, help bring the court together and make it somewhat less partisan. But the list he's going to pick from are all kind of pre-selected by the Federalist Society. And one of the big questions is, if they're conservative, will they believe in stare decisis? Will they believe in precedent? You know, if you get a justice who says, I would have voted differently in Roe versus when I had been on the court in 73, but it's now been on the books for so many years, I'm not going to change that. That's a different kind of conservative than one who says, hey, I have the power now. I'm going to overrule Roe. I'm going to overrule gay marriage. I'm going to overrule all these other 5-4 or 7-2 decisions. That's the big question. Stare decisis.
Professor Alan Dershowitz weighing in on the news just in that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has announced his retirement.